Adab Gimel. So we mentioned in the Shaka Vitara just before one of the ways that we were able to prove that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in fact disagree by a sukkah ktana, namely a sukkah that's not Zayin al Zayin. It can only contain Moshe Berubo and doesn't contain Shulchano. Beis Shammai would say it's possibly, so would say it's kosher. So when we were discussing that, we showed that that's the case because we had two different brises. We had Rebbe's Shita, that Sukkah has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. And then there was a dissenting view, the Chachamim, and in one place it said that it's Rosh Rubo Vishulchano, and the other place it says Rosho Virubo. So meanwhile we have the Shita Beis Hillel saying Rosh Rubo, and Beis Shammai Rosho Rubo Vishulchano. We have Rebbe, right, who has the Shita of Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos. Right? So now the Gemara is going to quote the following brisa that talks about the sheer Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos. It's got to be a lot of other inyanim of bais where you need a dira. And the Gemara is going to wonder whether that will be reconcilable with the Shita that holds that it's enough to have the sheer of Zayin al Zayin, not Dalet Amos when it comes to Sukkah. Zakti Gemara, Man Tana, Loha de Tanu Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the Brisa that we have that states the following? Bayis, She'ein Bo Arba Amos al Arba Amos. If they have a Bayis that is less than the Shir Arba Amos al Arba Amos, Potter Min Amezuza, Umin Amaka, Be'enu Metame Benigoyim, Ve'en nechrat debate arichoma, ve'en chosen olam mi'orchei amulchama. So the whole list so far, there are five that we so far mentioned, all binogeya different in yonim b'bayis. What are these five things? Maika, mezuzah, first of all, is halacha to put a mezuzah on mezuzah's beisecha. So we say it has to be considered a bayis. Bayis means a bayis of a dira. What's considered the minimum amount that's considered to be fit to be a dira? That's Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos. Less than that is Potem and Mezuzah. Maika is another pasuk that the Torah says bayis, that there's a chiyuv to put a maika on the gag of Kisiv and the bayis chadash. Again, bayis has to be the sheer minimum dalet al dalet. Mitami benigoyim is the din of Tumas Saras habayis, as described in Psukim in Mitzora. And again, it has to be a bayis of dalet al dalet. Nachat b'bata yerichoma is the halacha that if a person sells a house in a walled city, so the halacha is that they have a year that they could redeem it, and after that, it doesn't get redeemed, doesn't even return the yovel, as distinct from, let's say, stama a house or stama a piece of land where you have 2 years to redeem it, and you cannot redeem it, sorry, until 2 years, and it's chose the yovel. Again, Rashi will point all these things out. And the fifth thing that we have here so far is the din of Choz Me'orchei Melchama. Someone's Bana Bayis Chadash B'loch Anocho, he's exempted from fighting on the front lines, Pashas Shoftim. So all these halachos are dependent on Bayis. Bayis means Dalet al Dalet. Continues the Braisa. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Bo, Ve'ein Mishtatfin Bo, Ve'ein Manichim Bo Eruv. So these are three halachas relating to inyanim erevin. Again, we'll see in the Arichas and the Rashi, but what does it mean, ema arvin bo? The halacha is that the houses, one of the houses contains the pas that all the different houses had to participate in. Either each of them gave a little bit of pas, or they, the mezakeh, let's say, pas for everybody. But basically, everyone is represented by this pas, and if somebody is not part of that, then he asers midrabanan, of being able to carry from the house to the chatzar, even though technically it's all one rishus hayochid midoraisa, but since there are rishuyos chalukos in the batim, so there was a gzeira, the chachamim required that there be an eruvi chatzeros that's made. And for that, they need everybody who has a house here to be participating, but what's considered a bais? So if the person has a house less than dalet al dalet, he doesn't participate, and he doesn't ask, obviously, if he doesn't participate, because he doesn't count. That's as far as Ein Ma'arvin Bo. Mishtatfin Bo means, in terms of what's called Shitufei Muvaos, just like we talked about an Issa to carry from the Bayis to the Chatzar Midrabanan, there's also an Issa Drabanan to carry from the Chatzar to the Mavui. the batim entered to the chatzeros would in turn enter into the alleyway, which is what would lead to Rishus HaRabim. And in order to allow to carry from, let's say, if something you had in the bayis and you want to take it not just to the chatzah, but out to the mavui, so then you'd have to do what's called chitufei muvals. That means that all the chatzeros, they had to be represented, every one of the chatzeros had to be represented in terms of the mishtatif, either with pas, or here could be yayin as well. And that would be positioned, not in a house, but in the actual chatzer, one of the chatzeros, that's where the shitufeh, the barrel of wine, let's say, would be. But who would have to, what chatzeros would have to participate? Only if there was a chatzer that had a bias of dayad al dalet. So then that's considered that that person has a shaykhus to the chatzer, because he has a dira, his bias has now extended use in the chatzer. If his bias is not a bias, then he doesn't ask him in the chatzer, and therefore his chatzer doesn't have to participate in shitufeh muvals. Clear? We'll see again more the Rashi, more details, but this is a mishtatfin bo. In manichim bo erev means that whenever you collect from the various batim, the bread, and you put it in one basket, so where do you put it? In one of the houses. And by putting it in one of the houses, it's like everybody is now living in that house, and everyone is living in everyone else's house. But again, what kind of a house is fit to put the erev in? Only a house of dal dal. So that's so far. We have five halachos, and now we have another three relating to erev. These are eruvi chatzeros / shitufim mavos halachos. Number nine. This is a Ruvei Tchumen related. In Osen Osa Ibor Ben Shtei Ayaros. So this has to do with the halacha of, let's say, the Shir Tchum, let's say, Alpayim Amma, and when do you start measuring? And what's considered to be a city, and when do you start measuring as a result of that? So the words are, if you can merge two cities, I have to see the details in Tosis here, a long Tosis, but let's keep it simple. If you want to consider the two cities to be merged, and then you start counting the Tchum Shabbos from outside of that joint city that now is considered like one. So if you have empty space, but you have a house within a certain radius, we'll see the Rashi, between the two cities, and now you consider it to be like Ibor. Ibor is like a woman who's pregnant, so her belly extends out. So too the city would be now considered to be further out, and it's all joined together. So what kind of a house could count to join the two ayaros as one and then start counting the tchum from after that? Only a house of dal dal dal. Less than dal 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 doesn't count for anything. And then, therefore, if there isn't enough of a distance that merges the two cities, then you can't consider them to be one. That's number nine. What's number 10? Ve'in ha'achin v'ashutin chokin bo. So here the Gemara has a havamina. We'll go into havamina first. That you can typically, if you have shutfin or achin who are now yarshening an estate from the father or whatever, so one can force the other to do a chaluka, right? You can force shutfin. One can say, "I want to break up, dissolve this partnership," or the achin can say, "We want each one to be on their own," but it has to be divisible. So if it's not dalet al dalet, then you can't force chaluka. That's how the Gemara initially explains this. Later, the Gemara's going to say another pshat. So we have how many halachas stated in this braisa, Rabosai, about Dalet al Dalet?
10.
10, right? The first five, and then we have three Erevei Chatzeres related, and then Iftchumen, and then this halacha of Chalukah. Meanwhile, the Gemara wants to know, Reima, Rabbi hi velo Rabban, should we say that this braisa that requires a bais to be Dalet al Dalet Amis for these various halachas, these 10 halachos, would have to be the sheet of Rebbe who says that the Shir Sukkah is Dalet al Dalet, whereas the Rabbanan who disagreed, the Rabbanan who thought that it could be Zayin al Zayin in one Braisa, or the Rabbanan in the other Braisa, which said it had to be what? Rosh of the Rubo, Vav al Vav, but they would obviously disagree over here, because they would say that the Shir of Dira, what's called a base Dira, doesn't have to be Dalet Amos. The Gemara is now comparing the standard of dira when it comes to these halachas of a bayis means a base dira, to the halacha of dira by sukkah. So lema rebbe below rabbanan, and for the gemara now, afil tema rabbanan. This braisa that lists the 10 things that require dal dal ki even fit with the rabbanan that by sukkah it's enough to have the shir rosh of rubo, rosh of shulchano, because ad kanul kami rabbanan hasam, el sukkah, the dira sarayi. So Rabbanan would hold by Sukkah that you can have Shir less than Dalet al Dalet because Sukkah is a Diras Arai. So Diras Arai can be with even less than Dalet al Dalet. Abu Gabi Bayis, when it comes to these halachas, which are a function of Bayis, the Diras Kevahu, Diras Diras Keva, Fu Rabbanan Modu, the Ispe Dalet Amas, the Dalet Amas, Dair Beinshi. That's where people can live, Diras Kevadik, Lo Dair Beinshi. So Mela, this can even go with the Rabbanan. And then we're going to go and explain the details of the makar for each of these dinim. So in terms of this shaka v'tari in the Gemara, to sort of sum it up, the Gemara's chiluk seems to be a function of diras arai versus diras keva. When it comes to sukkah, so diras arai, you can have with less than dal dal dal. But when it comes to these halachas of bayis, you need diras keva. Just a ha'ara here, just to see if you can, you know, respond correctly. Lamaisa, when we talk about those who argue on Rebbe, as we mentioned already, we spoke at the Gemara, so really there are two brises. One brisa talks about the shita of it suffices with Rosh HaVerubo, that we said was Beis Hillel. The other brisa talked about what Rosh HaVerubo v'Shulchano, that was Beis Shammai. Now, what is time of the Beis Shammai? So here's a shaila, what is time of the Beis Shammai? But Abaye Dav Zayin and they said Tanya Hashem is Divas Keva. Could be that the sugi here didn't hold that way. Right? Who thought that way? That it's not Sabri Machlokis or Sugis? The Rif has been explained by the Ramban. Okay, so if you learn that Beis Shammai Shita is not like Abaye said, so it comes out Beis Shammai is not because of Divas Keva at all. It has to do with a different Indian called Gzeira Shami Yimashech. Good, so the Gemara's Chiluk talks about Divas Arai of Sukkah versus Diras Keva Bayis. Bayis is Diras Keva, and he's Dalet Amas, Dalet Amas. Everything works. But if you understand Beis Shammai like Abaye, comes out that Beis Shammai Shita of Zayin al Zayin, Rosh HaVishulchano, is Gufa, Abaye says, because of Diras Keva. So then what's the Gemara answering? Then we should still be asking Lema that this Braisa is Deloki Beis Shammai, who holds Diras Keva. Because if Diras Keva suffices Zayin al Zayin, so then all these halachas shouldn't require Dalet al Dalet. The Chilk of the Gemara seems to be Diras Arai versus Diras Keva, but if you hold Beis Shammai Gufa is Diras Keva, and then Zayin al Zayin counts for Diras Keva, you should have had this question when you read the Gemara, no? You did, good. So let me hear what you answer.
Meaning like the Ram said, the attributes of Keva, that there are baseline that you require even when it's a Diras Arai, it doesn't necessarily it has to be a full on Diras Arai.
There's different, it's a continuum.
We're talking about a house right now. We're talking about a real Diras Keva.
Okay.
I just simply to be machalic as opposed to
good.
Diras Keva.
You're gonna say the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same thing? You're saying good. You're saying good. Yeah.
Okay. More Keva than their bar.
In other words, you're saying it that way. Let's put it in these terms. When we say Diras Keva over there by Sukkah, it's a Diras Keva of what? We said this bar in Tosis based on Med Aleph also. Sukkah is not a bias, remember. Sukkah below Beis Shalkoashan. So when we're talking about Diras Keva, we're talking about Diras Keva within what framework? Sukkah. A Diras Keva of Sukkah. But Lamaisa, when we're talking about a bias, it's bias. Sukkah is not a bias. So the Gemara might be using the word Diras Arai versus Diras Keva. But Lamaisa, even if you understand the halacha of Zayin al Zayin with Shulchano, you'd have to have Shulchano because of Diras Keva, it's Diras Keva within Sukkah, Lamaisa. What would you say if the person built a Sukkah, according to Beis Shammai, according to Abaye, and the walls are only walls that can last for 7 days. And after that, they're going to collapse. That's what the architects will tell you. It will last for 7 days. Day after Sukkot, it's going to fall. According to Beis Shammai, who holds Diras Keva, or even the other Tanai maybe, or the various examples, Diras Keva, would anyone think that should be possible? Because we need Diras Keva. There's a Me'iri that sounds maybe at the Shashita, that maybe if you hold Diras Keva, that would not count. The Pashtus is not that way. Pashtus, why would that be kosher? Aye, Diras Keva. Aye, the walls are going to fall out right after Sukkot. It's flimsy walls. The answer is Diras Keva means Diras Keva for what? For Sukkah. You're anyway going to take the sukkah down after 7 days. You're building a dira for 7 days. It doesn't matter what the walls are, you have to take them down after 7 days. So the fact that it's going to fall down after sukkah doesn't take away the shit. You need diras keva of sukkah. So within sukkah, it's diras keva, because what do I care? It's going to be after sukkah. So therefore, so too over here. So too with Bishamah, is diras keva is diras keva within sukkah. But then there's also these halachas of bayis. That's a different halacha that Bishami could also be. So it's basically the same territory of the Gemara. The Gemara chaps on the lush and diras arai, diras keva, but it's not dafka because you have to hold diras arai by sukkah. You can hold diras keva by sukkah, but it's the same chiluk of the Gemara. Kar should be kar pshat. There's pasha in the Gemara. Yeah. Mickey and then I. Yeah.
We only understood that as far as the tosos of sukkah's keva versus bayis keva. Because that said, we mean tikkun on skach. That the whole difference was the skach, the sukkah al-shem. So how can we take that here when we're talking about the sheer sukkah? And if it's 4x4, even the Rabbanim would say that's kosher.
No, I understand. Tosis, we apply tosis, we're specifically applying it to the skach. There has to be a keva de skach. But I was just showing you as a muscle that you see that when we talk about divas keva, and of zayin and beis, it's divas keva within sukkah. The divas keva for sukkah, you need zayin. You know, when a person is living for 7 days, so you need to have shulchanah. And that's good enough. You don't need dalal dalal. When a person is living in a bayis for purposes of mezuzah, mica, whatever else, erevin, so that's the keva, it's a different keva. It's a different notion of keva. The keva of sukkah is where Bishamay says you need keva for sukkah. Sukkah is a sukkah. Same basic idea. Harry?
Yeah. You were to borrow from the Russian of the Iran, you was explaining the riff. And it explains like one of the ways to understand Bishamay can be in the U.S. keva, that we do U.S. keva to the extent that we're not going to be concerned that someone's going to leave. That's not, obviously, that won't be the same as what we say here on Gemara Beis, that that is the ancient. It's not like some, not, it doesn't require U.S. keva to the extent that it's something someone normally lives in there, or someone would live in there.
Right.
It's just something that if someone would be in there, they wouldn't generally leave.
Right, so but that was one. Right, that was just the one aspect that the keva should be, that a person wouldn't run out. But the more saying there's keva here in terms of, again, in terms of bayis, right? You need to have more space if you're for a sukkah. The sukkah dik, even if it's be a sukkah of keva, but a sukkah is the framework of arai. It's a keva in a shivas yamim house. So that's I know zayin, blah blah blah. For bias, that's already a requirement of Dal Dal. It could be everyone agrees to these halachos. Yeah.
I like this part because if I make a structure that's 4x4, so depending on what I call it, if I say this is a sukkah, if I call it this is a bias, they have totally different halachos based on what I call it. Why should that be? I mean, that chilek was only by schach, by that chilek that we said in Tosis to make schach keva, that was by schach. When it's removing it from the shame sukkah, but over here it's the exact same structure. So now, why should it not be a sukkah anymore? Just because
I'm not saying it becomes a bias. I'm not talking about the problem that it's no longer a sukkah; it's called a bias. I'm saying that the keva that we say sukkah divas keva is not the same standard as keva as bias itself. When you talk about the sheer keva of bayis, that could be dalal dalal. Dal. The sheer keva of sukkah could suffice with shulchano. That's it. No? That helped me? Yeah.
And so, but a bayi called redyan and zayin.
Yeah, so that's what you were alluding to before, that the Tosis and Rishon point out, the Balamor, each one sees the keva in a different way. In other words, the fact that Rebbe requires sukkah to be dalal dalal dal means that he wants the keva of sukkah to be a keva of dalal dalal. The Shammai's feeling is that the keva of sukkah can be fulfilled and it's requires only zayin al zayin. Fuck. But that which the Shammai could still say that the keva of sukkah is suffices zayin al zayin. But the bias itself, that da'ud al da'ud. Rabbi is consistent. Rabbi could hold sukkah is also da'ud al da'ud.
Yeah, but I'm saying, in terms of a bias statement of sukkah, here's kind
of right. So they argue with each other.
Say they all different.
That's what Tosis points out also. That's what Tosis says right away there. That al koch ain't shavit. That's the Tosis over there. The Rebbe brought Daud Amos with Shami Sagi Bechdei Rosh Hashulchan. But what I was asking you is, would Bishamai accept Bishamai of Abaye accept this brisa? the way the Gemara gives the answer, you might first think, well, only because Dives Arai, but if it's Shammai, it's Dives Keva, then Akasha comes back. But no, I think it works. Let's see Rashi. Then we'll talk a bit about Micah. Yeah? Zok Rashi. Patur min ha-mezuzah. Kulam the first time will come on. So this is what's coming up. And I'm a base. I'm a mar. The Gemara is going to go through the makkah for each halacha. Why it is. The Eino Nechlat. What is this halacha? It doesn't get locked in. The Batei Erechoma. Ela Podeo La'olam. In other words, he could always be Podeit. He always could be Podeit. L'chayra means after 2 years past this. I guess you have to look more carefully at the halachas. Rashi means that you don't lose your schus b'diya after a year. That's what it means in terms of the end point. The yotze b'yovel, in other words, with a bias, the erchoma, the yirmukavis choma, it's not yotze b'yovel. Here it is, yotze b'yovel, im lo ga'alo kishar karka, b'lo binyan. Right. Without a structure. Me'orchei ha'mochama misha isha shaban vais chadash v'lchanach. So that's the first five. Then we go on to the Erevin ones. Ein ma'arvin bos with Rashi. Derech batayim. Liot psuchin l'chatzer. So the houses go out to a chatzer. V'habi batim psuchim l'chatzer achas. There could be numerous batim that are open into one chatzer. V'hein yotzen derech chatzer l'shus harabim. So come by the chatzer, they end up l'shus harabim. Obviously, it might be a mavoy as well, but eventually l'shus harabim. Nimtza chatzer reshus l'kula. So the chatzer is a joint reshus for all the people of the houses that enter, that go into the chatzer. Ba'abatim koechav yuchad l'baylov. The batim, each one is separate owner. So it's like, even though it's all reshus ha'yachid, but it's a reshus ha'yachid of Ruvain, and this is reshus ha'yachid of Shimon. Ba'amru chachamim, ein motziyim reshus l'reshus below eruv. So you can't go from one reshus to another, from one bayis, let's say, to the chatzer, to another bayis, without an eruv chatzeros, meaning she'yarev koha reshuyos. In other words, technically, midaraisa, it's all reshus hayachid. It follows the standard of reshus hayachid. But lemaisa, this is Reuven, and this is Shimon's house. And therefore, the chacham see that as a need requiring making it all ki'il, like we all live everywhere. So how do you do it? She ya'arev ko reshus liyos reshus achas, v'tikno litin ko bayis u bayis shebechatzer, pass, the kulan b'sal echad, put all the bread in one sal. Okay, today you usually use a box of matzahs and you mezak it for everybody. That's typically today what's done. But lemaisa, the old-fashioned ways, everyone literally chips in and puts a piece of something into the basket. V'nasim v'nichen osa v'echem v'nabatim, and then it stays in one of the houses. V'nasim kulam ki'u darim ba'osa bais. So now it's as if everyone is living in the house where the food is. The koabatim dirachas, and now all the houses are like one. The Rashi doesn't explain this, but maybe we'll bring in what the Rambam writes, and I gave you the Rambam to look at the beginning of Hilchas Erevin. Not all the Rambams, but just the one point when he tells about the Erev, he says in Halacha Vav, Mahi Erev Hazeh, she's Arvo b'machel echad shemnichen mosam Erev Shabbos, kolme shekulanu mu'ravim v'ochel echad l'kulanu. We all share the one food. Just like we're all considered to be where the bread is, in other words, basically, we're all living everywhere. That was by taking the bread of everybody and putting it in one house, and now we're all there. So now, conversely, it's ki'ilu, everyone is also living in Reuben's house and Shimon's house, who gave toward the bread. It's like it goes both ways. Rashi doesn't stress that. Rashi just says, V'nasikul ki'u derba usabayis, v'kolabatim dira achas. Nu, what's the chidush now, v'ashme'inan? So that was the dindrabana, that they didn't want you to make a mistake and carry when it's a real reshus ha'yachat, reshus ha'rab. So even though it's all reshus ha'yachat, but because it's cholit reshus ha'atzma, Ruvez reshus ha'yachat, Shimon's bayis, Levi's bayis, they require this inyan called eruv chatzeros. And the male, of course, if he doesn't have to give the pass, he doesn't ask her either. His not giving doesn't create now the problem to spoil it for everybody. To the extent that someone is chayav to give the pass and he doesn't, then you've lost, then you still have the isad rabbanan to carry. Clear? Good. The aim is statvin. What is the shitufim of vows about? Aim is statvin bo. Shetiknu chachamim al kol chatzim. Hapsucha le mavui. Now, talking now, not about the bias to the chatzim, but from going from the chatzim to the mavui. So again, the various batim shira chatzim, and the chatzim, which goes now to a mavui, which the various chatzeros people can go through. So now, what do they, what do Chachamim say? Shetiknu al kol chatzim hapsucha le mavui. Shekiderech shetiknu erev le bati al chatzim. Shunosnin b'shituf. The image, so, and this is separate, Rabbi will say, from what we find in the beginning of the Masechta, the Kora or the Lechi, that's at the edge of the Mavui. Going through, that's a separate Inyan of a Heker. Clear? Right? But now we're talking about Shitufei Muvos. The Imbayis Katan Zeh, Pasuach al Chatzir Shebe Mavui. So you have one small house, Lesson Daud al Dalet, that opens to the Chatzir of the Mavui. The Ein Bayis Acher Pasuach, and there's no other house. So, ein mishtat fin bo, meaning ein tzvi chalitin b'shituf. It's not called you have a yad in the chatzir. If you're a bias less than dal dal, you don't count to create now that you have to have a shaykhus to this chatzir and therefore create problems for the other people. It doesn't have to give part of the shituf. Third halacha, ein manichim ba'erv ha-chatzir le'echad le'achas shegavu osam in abatim. Now you collected it, you can't put it in a house that's not dal dal dal. The ein osin osu ibor ben shtei chatzeros. What is this? That non mesachas erevin. Okay, this is a topic that Tosis is going to go into more barichus with Sirashi. Nosim karfav b'shtei ayaros. Karfav is an open area, and you have two cities. You allow for this open area to be considered to be relating to the cities. It says Rashi im yesh lezu shivim ama b'shirayim v'lezu shivim ama b'shirayim. If you have for each city, the amount of distance of 70 amos and a little more, a couple of tfachim. Now, osa kafav l'shteyim, lios achas. You can consider now as if the two cities are joined. This is the kafav that we're describing here. Shtei ayaros hamuvdala zu mizu. If the distance between them is kuf mem aleph amos ushlish. In other words, 70 amos v'shirayim times 2, would be 141 amos and two tfachim, right? Six tfachim to an amma. The yesh, because it's four tfachim twice, so that gives you an amma, an extra amma plus two. Good. The yesh be'emsa, and you have in between that distance bayis. So now what is that bayis going to do? For us, it's going to allow us to join the two cities together. Nimsa osa bayis betoch shivim amma v'dalet tfachim v'shteyin. So the house is considered to be now within the radius of 70 amos and 4 tefachim, that's the Shema B'Shirayim that we talked about. Nasa osa bayis ki ibor lehen. The bayis becomes like the so-called ibor ki isha ubra shekresa boletes umitzarefes lios shteyen ka'achas lelon ba'achas mehen. If someone is sleeping in one of the cities, sheyehu shteyen lo kedal ramos. So now, from that spot in that one city, all the way to the other city, including the other city, it's all like Dalet Amos, so you can walk without a problem. No problem of tchum in there. V'mona alpai mechutz alehen. In other words, as if those two cities are one city, and then you go out of that, and you start the tchum, counting tchum Shabbos from there. V'myesh bayis pachas v'dalet Amos. Oh, let's say the house is less than that. It's as if the space would not be connected, and it's too much of a distance now. And now each city counts for itself. Eino chashiv v'tzarfan. The Eina Achin or Ashutin Chokim Bo, what does it mean? Chasal Kedaitach, this must have a meaning later, Hashta. Mar now thinks, She'en Yechon Lachov Zeze Lechalek. They can't force the other one to divide, the fish Ein Bo Kedei Lezek Lezek, because you don't have enough that each one would end up getting a sufficient part, because it's so small. Lema Rebihi, should we say that this price is Rebbe de Lo Chashev Sukkah, but Semidal Rabbis? The low rabbanan, the kihecha, the machshir besukkah, that it can be less than Dalet Amos. Alma dirahi. So you see, it's called a dira. Nu, v'hu adin, l'chom mili debayis. So if it's a dira for sukkah, it's a dira for everything. What's the answer to the Gemara? No, it could be a dira for sukkah, because that's dira sarai, whereas for these other halachas, you need Dalet al Dalet. Let's take a few minutes. Okay, there's a lot of inyanim here, and it's Tosfos and the Gemara, the continuation of the Gemara. But at least for now, let's focus in on the inyan of Micah, which is an interesting inyan that gets brought in as one of the cases in the Braisa. What do we have in the Braisa? That a bayis that doesn't have the shear arba amos is part of an amaik. Now, let's understand. The mitzvah's maika is the mitzvah's asay in the Torah. Parshas, no, no, where is it? Can you find it? Kiseitze, excellent. Parshas Kiseitze. Right after Shiluach HaKein, right? That's the mitzvah gaveras mitzvah idea that we learn out from the Smichas HaParshias. So the pasuk actually says two things, the same pasuk. Ki sivne bayis chadash. The asisa makel lagecha. The asisa doesn't mean you will. It's, as Ramban points out here in other places, v'achalta, v'sabata, v'rachta, you should. This is a mitzvah say. The asisa, you shall do so. The mitzvah is to build a maika. When you have a new house, you have to make a fence on the roof because there's a danger, right? Pasuk continues, v'lo sasim damim b'veisach. You should not place the possibility of somebody getting injured, somebody getting killed, in your house. Notice, it says bayis in the beginning of the pasuk, and it says beisecha in the continuation of the pasuk. V'lo sasim damim b'beisecha. Ki yipo anofo mimeno, when the person who falls is going to fall. That's the famous idea, Rashi quotes as well. This is all in Yanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans everything out. The person fell, it was min ha-shamayim that they would decree, Shoshana, Yom Kippur, whenever, that they would never pass away, they would fall. But it doesn't make you resolve the responsibility. Megalgin tzchus ha'idei zakai, v'chol ha'idei chayiv. We spoke about it in Shal Shittis here. The Maisa, that's your achrayis. You can't say, well, Kosh Baruch Hu had it all figured out. Your achrayis is to protect from danger, not allow this to happen. You should not be a vehicle for such a tragedy. Meanwhile, the pasuk has two things. The pasuk talks about the mitzvahs asay, to build the Maika, as well as the lo sasim dam. It's not just mimela, you won't be causing bloodshed. Chazal interpret, there's a lav here. There's an asay and a lav. The lo sasim dam veisach. There's a gemara in Bava Kama that explains it, and we'll see now in the Rambam in a minute. The lo sasim dam veisach is a lav, a general lav. It doesn't just speak about a roof of a house. It's a kol yistik inyan. A person has to not allow for there to be a hazard. The veisach says the Gemara. It's also in Ksuvus' Gemara. The end of the first parak of Bava Kama, quoted Tasvav Amid Beis, Rab Nasan Omer, Minayin Shelo Yigadel Adam Kelev Ra B'Toch Beisa. The Alyamid Sulam Ra'ua B'Toch Beisa. How do we know that a person is not allowed to raise a dog that can bite, that can harm people, a Kelev Ra, vicious tag dog in their house? The Alyamid Sulam Ra'ua B'Toch Beisa. You're not allowed to set up a rickety ladder in your house. Talmud Lomar will sasim dam b'veisach. So we have an asay, we have a lav, and they're distinct. And the money on mitzvahs will count both. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, had you look at it, makes it clear that the two in Yanim and the lav is really more expansive than the asay. Right? The asay is very specific in terms of a mica on your gag. L'sasindum v'secha is not just about the hazard of the potential of a roof without a mica, but really, like the Gemara says, kelev ra, sulam ra'ua, it's a lot of things, a boar. And now I ask you, I mean, start thinking already. It says b'v'secha. Are we going to start defining the b'v'secha of the second pasuk by a certain standard? In your chatzar, you can have a sulam ra'ua and a kelev ra. It's only you can't have the dog in your house, in your courtyard. You can have it. I imagine it's the same issue, right? The other b'v'secha is lav dafka bayis by standards of dira yachatzer, whatever. So now, wait. Says the Rambam, let's just bring the Rambam in here. Mitzvah say lasis adam maikel gagel. Shnemba sisa maikel gagecha. V'hu sheyeh beis dira. The Rambam gives you examples where there's no chiyuv of maika. Okay, a couple of halachas about maika. Then the Rambam says, in halacha dalet, he tells you how high the mic has to be, 10 tfachim, save it. Halacha dalet, we sober the heat a little bit, we'll see if I have to open it again. Echad hagag, ve'echad kol davar sheyesh bo sakana, ve'roi sheyikasha bo adam, ve'yamus. Whether a roof, whether any situation of danger that a person could trip, could end up being killed, kigon shayisalo be'er o bor b'chatzera. Okay, in your courtyard, there's a well uncovered. Ben sheish ben maim ish in ben maim chayev lasus len chulya gevoa sar tfachim. So now the same halacha of a 10 tfachim height protection or a kisui kidei shelo yipo ba'adam v'yamus. Again, v'lo sasin damin, we'll see. V'chein kol nirshal sheyesh bo sakonis nefashos mitzvus asei lo asiro. Now we're talking about any mirshal of sakonis nefashos. The Rambam seems to focus on the danger of life. Mitzvah asei lo asiro. Now what's the mitzvah going to be? Is it going to be Micah? No, why not Micah? Micah is speaking specifically about a God. But there is a mitzvah asei. What's the mitzvah asei? L'isiro, l'ishar memimenu, l'izar b'dava yafe, hisham l'chosh v'nafshecha. You have to protect yourself. V'imlo heisir, didn't remove the mechshol. V'hinyach ha-mechshol, samivin b'chidei sakana. B'tel mitzvah asei, which asei hisham l'cha. It's not Micah here. It's asei v'shmo nafshecha. V'avar lo sashin damim. So what's clear from the Rambam? That lo sashin damim is a lav that stated side by side with Micah. If a person doesn't make a Micah, what is he violated? What? The assay of Micah? The Lo Sasi Lo Sasin Damin? Perhaps also the assay of the Shamach. Okay. If a person doesn't remove some other Mechshol, not talking about a Gag, just something in his Mishur, so he has a Kelev Ra that he leaves, so what is he violating? Lo Sasin Damin. So now we have a simple pashtakashi here in this Gemara that the Achronim all ask. Chazon Ish, others, the Rav, and Shimas is quoted. Simple kasha. This Bryce is telling us halacha that a bayis that's not Dalet al Dalet Amis is part of an amaika. My nafkamina. I mean part of an amaika. So you don't have the mitzvah say of maika. So no mitzvah say. So you have to make a maika, you do have to make a maika. So you think you don't have to, but you sure you do. Why? Because if you don't, just because it's not Dalet al Dalet, so it's not called a bayis for the words of the pasuk, ki serim the bayis chadash. But in terms of losasim dam beisacha, that beisacha is not going to be defined by the standards of Beis Dira. If it's in your chatz, it's also losasim dam beisacha. It means in your reshus. So you own this little tiny excuse for a house, yeah? It's not really a bayis, not dal al dalet, but lemaisa. There's a God without a Micah. You're going to have to make the Micah, no? So what, the whole chiddush of the Braisa is, but there won't be the mitzvahs I say, there'll only be the los asay. The chayra, if you have to make a Micah regardless, so what's the point of the Braisa telling me that you're part of an Micah? You're part of an Micah, you are chayiv. Los asin dam v'esach. If you have los asin dam v'esach, which applies even when it's not the Vesecha. So let it not be called bias for purposes of Mitzvah's Micah, but you have to make a Micah regardless of that. You have a hazard here, you have to deal with it. What do you say? Yeah?
It's possible that the say of Micah is just a objective, absolute halacha, that if you have something that's defined as a house, you have to go to Micah no matter what, regardless of the sakana related, whatever.
So what are you saying? Is there a sakana or is it not? So let me track what you're saying. You want to say, let's hear Ariat, okay? See if he realizes implications what he's saying. The mitzvah of Micah is not about sakana.
Maybe it
is. The mitzvah... But wait, but losasim davisach is in the same pasuk, yeah? What do you mean it's not about... The pasuk says, if a person did not make a Micah on his house, on his roof, does he violate losasim davim? Yeah, so is it a hazard? Yeah. Okay, so the bias is not Dalet al Dalet. Is there a hazard here? So what do you put him in a mic? He's got to make the mic anyway.
That's what
he's
saying.
First of all, you could have a case where the house is more than $100 rent, and something like, 3 feet off the ground. Are you really going to, maybe a person has to put the mic here, but let's say it's less than 4x4.
If it's less than 4x4, is it less of a hazard?
Yeah. No, but again,
yes, so it's less of a hazard. The roof would have
to be in the height, so it's not a different length than width.
But the hazard is only.
It's in the height only.
If it's not 10 tefachim high, I can say a person's not going to die from that height. If the width of the house is less than a dalad, the risk is any less for the of death for a person falling?
That you don't have to, maybe you don't have to build a, like, granted you have to get rid of the danger, which is in memory of yourself, but you don't have to build a mic.
So now you're saying something a little different. So let's go. Now you're saying a little different part. You're saying put a shomer there. Put a shomer. A person that has a bias without a mica, he says, I don't need to break a mica. I'll put a shomer there. Watch for 24 hours. I'll pay security. Right? Pay security man to stand there, make sure nobody falls. Is that valid, or is he mivatel the mitzvah say of mica? The shomer. He has a shomer, the permanent security guard on the roof. Is that good enough? You need a mica. Mitzvah say to have a mica, right? L'sasim damim, yes or no? If there's some person is there, protecting. So maybe that takes care of us and done. So maybe the requirement, maybe you're arguing that, but now, not so simple. But if he has to make a mica and he doesn't, you're saying he could still not be violent with us and done? Or the only way to not violate us and done is by making a mica? It could be that when you have to make a mica and you don't, then you are a violation of us and done. But what makes this different? But we can still say what you're saying. Because since the bias is not dalad al dalad, so what doesn't apply? Sisamaikah. Oh, so now what are you only left with? You're only left with something. Oh, for that, I have other answers. I don't need a mic. I could do a security guard. Yeah. So it could be, that means you can't extrapolate from this, that in a case we have a chiv mica, you could get rid of the lav in some other way. I hear maybe yes, maybe not, but maybe the Torah would require in the case of Achiv Mica that this has to be the ofen of the Hasara Samichsel through the Mica. And if you don't, then you violate both the Asay and the Lav. But Bamed Mamurim, if there's Achiv Asay. But if there's no Asay of Mica, because it's not a Bais, Elamai is still a Sasim Damim. Oh, but for that, it doesn't have to be a Mica. There could be other Aitzes. So maybe there's a real Nafkimina here that Patam and a Mica. That's what you want. That's good. That's one mahal that I found. Actually, the Rav said something in there. The Meshumim should bring it down. Such as some others say it also. You can remove the Michshel in some other way. Okay, that's one. Here's another mahal. We'll get to that soon. That's one answer. Yeah. What do you say, Daniel?
I think there's going to be a hazard.
So let's go with this. Now, let's go. But you have to explain yourself. You say not, but you mean in a case of not dalad dalad, or even the etzem in a bigger house?
No, not dalad dalad. There's no.
There's hazard. Less of a hazard. I have a hard time.
So I have two rationales for that. One is that people don't like going onto a very small roof, so that's one. But people don't go on it. Or B, that it's because it's so small and because it's so dangerous, people will know not to go on it. Meaning, a mic is only what people go on the roof, so that
okay,
they don't
go. Okay, let's go slow. The halacha is, if it's a gag that's not frequented by people, is there a chiyuv mica to begin with?
No.
So then, manashach. Then the whole discussion of patam and a mica has to be in a case where people are going. Because if people are not matzli there, then there is no chiyuv.
So
then, manafshach. If people are there, then what's the difference?
So if even people are rogel to go on this dalad sukkah, they're going to realize it's so small,
not
and
sukkah,
they're going to be this hard. They're going to be this hard. They're going to be so scared. It's so small. They're going to be this hard. You don't need a mic.
Okay. Let me hear. So why don't we take what you're saying, not in the case of dalad? Let's talk in general. Let's talk about a regular house. The Torah is machayiv to make a mic. But let's ask ourselves, without the Torah telling us, the Torah wouldn't have said such a mitzvah. And the Torah would only have in the Chumash the pasuk l'sasin dam beisacha to remove hazards. Would I automatically assume that there's a chiyuv to make a mica or something on your roof? So you could say, yeah, it's a hazard. Maybe not. There's a difference between a pit on the floor in your chatzar or a dog that in your chatzar people walk in and a roof. A roof is not normally a place where people go, and if people go on the roof, then they naturally look where they're going, and they make sure not to fall off. So if not for the Torah defining this situation as a hazard as such, by saying that make a mica vilo sasim de mesecha, then perhaps I would not assume bechlal that this is considered something that's worthy of having to protect based on what sasim done. It's only after the Torah writes the mitzvah of mica and says, oh no, you have to make a mica vilo sasim de mesecha. So now the two go together. The Torah has in effect taught us that such a thing is, in the Torah's view, a hazard, which you have to now protect, just as you protect any other situation that could be hazardous. Once there'll be a case of a dalit, a house less than dalit, there's no chiyuv of mica. So now we're back to the default. The default is that we don't assume that automatically the roof is. It's only to the extent that there's a chiyuv of mica, it's not a simple part to hear. It's only to the extent that there's a chiyuv of mica that now we have to define it as such. That's what the Rav wants to say, a second mahalach. It's put here. Gaga, others say, tumistama. Gaga bayis is not a michshul b'mitzius. It's different than a bar b'shus harabim. That's a michshul mitzius. It's where people walk. A gag is not where people normally go. Therefore, bayim has no chiyu be'etzem to have to make a protection. But once the assay of Micah is chal, now it's called a chalos shei michshul. You know, the chalos shei michshul is a function of the fact that the Torah says it's a chiyu of Micah. Oh, now there's a danger. It's like the Torah creates reality together, you know? The Torah says it's a mechshel. Now it's a mechshel. A mashal, I'll give you a mashal in a second. Va'az chal gam alav, that you have to remove the mechshel. If there's no asay, there's no lav. That's a simple part. The Chazonish said, b'nogeh shochad, and it's Chazonish by Muna Bitachon, he says, that the Torah says that if the dayan receives shochad, ya'aveh eni chacham. So the pasuk pshat is that there's a natural ability of getting shochad from one of the litigants that's going to distort the perspective and the perception of the dayan. He says it doesn't work that way. He says a dayan of the Torah is presumed to not have negis. A dayan can judge a case where the bali dinin might even be people that he knows and his relationships with. As long as he's not someone like a begetter of a sone or an ohe, that's an extreme situation. But the fact that you mamish have a relationship of some kind, you're an acquaintance, and the other party you never heard of, never saw, no chash of negis. A dayan is above that. Elamai. So why is shochad a possibility of distorting? Says the Chazon Ish, because the Torah writes, ki ha-shochad ya'avein ichachamim. So the Torah has now given Shochad the ability, the potential to create that distorted perspective. Because as the Torah has said, Shochad will do it. That's where Shochad has the tchuna, the quality of doing it. It's not that Torah is simply reporting on what is natural. To the extent that the Torah wouldn't have said it, we would not have passed the Dayan who accepts Shochad, because we would say he wouldn't be able to take the Shochad and still done be impartial. The Torah says that Shochad can create sense of favoring the side that gave you the shochad, that's the koach of the shochad because the Torah made it a reality. It's the Musar Haskel in other ways too. The Torah creates a reality. So this is a mashal I would think here as well. The hazard that exists with a gag of a house is only considered such because the Torah has said so. It sounds to me a little bit similar to that idea. Memela, the answer is clear. If there's no mitzvah sasei, then there's really no michshol in terms of what's happening. These are chidushim. Okay, these are chidushim. First teretz, second teretz. These are two ideas that the Rav said. Maybe we can try something else. What else could we suggest? Yeah, Noah.
No, I was going
to ask. Ask.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but if you make a less than 4x4, 100 feet, guys, and say 100 feet tall, are you really going to tell me it's not a hazard?
No, he's saying it's not a hazard because people don't generally go up, and if they go up, they're naturally more careful. It's when you're walking in a place where people are walking, and you're not as naturally, your guard is down, so then there's a mechshel. The extent that your guard is not, the svar is not terrible. It's a svar they can hear. But the idea that the Torah, but now that the Torah says it's a mechshel, so now the Torah created. In other words, the Torah can just reveal that it's a mechshel. If there's no mitzvah, say there is no mechshel comes out. The mikseh is only a function of the fact that there's a chiyuv maika. That's what. Because the mikseh is not just the fact that it could happen. It's the likelihood, the fact that the Torah says, I'm telling you, it's a mikseh, so now there's a mikseh. I know, it's not a simple story. I agree with you. Okay, you have to think about it. It's not not pashut, but there's something deep to it. It's a profound idea here. But like, let's try more in a more pashut vein. Again, these are chidushim. Yeah, Harry. Oh, that's where we're going to go. What is Tosis discussing? Chidush Gedina. What is Tosis discussing? The relationship between the Aseh and the Lav. Okay, we know that there's a Lav in general. We said, even in cases where it's not a bias mamish, whatever hazard it might be, there's a L'sasim Dov Beisach, a Kelav Rab, it's Bachatzero, as we said. The Gemara in Kedushin is famous sugyas about mitzvah, Shazman Grama, Nasha Beturos. So it mentions examples of mitzvahs that are considered to be lo asman grama. What are some examples? Maika, Aveda, Shiloh HaKein. These are all mitzvahs asei, Vasismaka Gagecha, so it's not time bound, Limin HaChayev. Says Tosis, what do you have to tell me that they're the chayiv in the asei because not zman grama? My nafgemina, the chayiv anyway. Why? There's a lav. The lav, all these cases, Tosis has on the various examples, we'll focus on Maika. All these examples, Tosis says, is l'sasim dam beisecha. So, Nemele, they're anyway chayiv in Maika because of l'sasim dam beisecha. Tosis has similarly on Aveda and Shiloh HaKein, fine. I, the Gemara says in Baba Kama Tetzvav that L'sasim Damim is going Megado Kelev Rab, assume Re'ua, maybe it's not going, which is Mamish, you actually set up the, you brought the dog into your house, you set up the ladder, which is Sima Biyadayim. So who says that there's a L'sasim Damim if you don't make a Mica? After all, you're passive. You made the house without a Mica, but you didn't bring the Michshol into being. You built the house without a Mica, but you didn't bring the Kelev into the house. So maybe there's no, maybe L'sasim Dam is only going on cases, not the case of Mica. Maybe case of Mica is Sima Biyadayim. So Memela, we have to talk about women being Chayv and Mica because it's not part of L'sasim Dam. So Tosfos says, no, Asi Nami L'Mica. V'haraya the Sifrei. What does the Sifrei say on the Pasik there? The Asisa Maika Zumitzase, L'sasim Dam, Zumitzase. Mefurish in the Sifrei, that a person builds a house and doesn't make a Maika, not only does he violate the assay of the Asisa Maka, he violates the Lav, L'sasim Dam Vesach. So if that's the case, then a woman should be chayed anyway in making a Maika because of L'sasim Dam. That's Tosis Kash. Then the same thing by the other examples he asks. So Tosis gives an answer, the Omeri. That in all these examples, Maika and the other examples, Mashkachas Bu Asay Below Lav. I can find a case where the assay applies and the lav doesn't. In that case, there's an afkamina that women are part of from the assay. And he goes through one by one. What's the example by Maika? That's our interest. So he says, what would be the example? The Maika ain't shayach. By the way, this kasha, by the way, the stam, just to know, they look at the Ramban, they're very interesting. The Ramban has other answers to the kasha, the stam derech agav. I can't resist, it's a lumpish of art. The Ramban says that if the lav is really coming from the chazik, the assay. So he says, if the woman we put her from the assay, then the male of the lab would not exist either. Sometimes you have a lab which is independent or parallel to the assay. Sometimes it's only to strengthen the assay. So if it's only like an auxiliary lab, it's merely just a, don't be mevatel maika. Now the Torah gives you a lab on being mevatel maika. So to the extent that the maika's mitzvah doesn't exist, that's an assay, the lab doesn't exist. That's the Ramban or the Rishonim. But Tosus doesn't answer that. Tosus gives a nafgamina. Nafgamina would be that you have only the assay, not the lav. What's the nafgamina? What would be the case? You only have ain't shaykh l'sasim, says Tosis. Ela v'bona bayis mitchila amenas shelo lasas maika. Where is the l'sasim gabi case of maika? You build the house with the intention not to make a maika. But let's say you built the house, at the time you built it, you wanted to make a maika. And then you built the house, and now you decide, I'm not making it. So what have you violated? You violated the assay.
Oh, yeah.
But you haven't violated L'sasim Dam. L'sasim Dam requires a sima of sorts. Not in the sense of kelavra, where you brought the dog into the house, but in the sense that you built the house with the das not to make a mica. That's the Tosus means it has to be L'sasim. L'sasim Damin is what makes it your sima. What's a sima? L'sasim Damin. You built it, shelo amenas rasas. So therefore, in a case like that, you'd have a bitul aseh without a lav, by a lav. Or another example, you made a mica, the mica fell down. So now what are you violating if you don't rebuild the mica? Let's see, smaka. Do you violate l'sasim? No, because you built the mica, now it fell down. There, it's totally passive. So to the extent that it's just passively allowing the god to remain without a mica, that would not be l'sasim damin. No, according to Tosis, Chiddush and Din, but it comes out, there would be an afkamina in our case as well, that you could have a bias less than Dalet al Dalet, and put him in a mica. I, anyway, chayiv to make a mica, asked there was no. Let's say you build a house. Aminas lasos v'nimlach, or you have a zaseh to deal with. Or the mica fell down. Bais is less, or whatever. Bais is less than dalet al dalet. And a case where there is no love. And then, mitzad, the mitzvah zaseh, the bino mitzvah. The other thought is based on what I gave you in the Bir Halacha, in the Inyan of Chol HaMoed, which brought in the Chol Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that the din is generally, Halachos Chol HaMoed, you have to try to do it Maisa Hedyot, not Maisa Uman. Maisa Uman is a professional touch, which is more formal in the way that it's done, in the way it appears. Maisa Hedyot is more casual. So various Halachos and Mishnais tell us, if they sew something, do it haphazardly, not so perfect. I mean, it functions, it's good enough, but it's not with professional touch. So it's brought not to make a mica in Chol HaMoed. If you do it, Maisa Uman, like a professional contractor. Maisa Hedyot would be allowed, says the Ritva, quoted by the Bayar Lacha. But that's only in what case? Where it's not a mitzvah of mica, right? What does he say? If it's, what case? It's not Regili Laloch. Well, Regili Laloch, people are not going there so much. So that's not a real chiyuv, but he wants to make a shmira. So then, you could even get away with three tefachim, he says, from the Yishalmi. So mishum mitzvahs maika, though, if it were a mitzvahs maika, you should be able to do a chol hamoed kedarko, without any shinuyim, without maisa hedyot, maisa uman. No, there's argue on the Ritva, but it could be, maybe it's a little similar to what we started with, the first idea, that mitzvah lo sasim dam beisacha, we could suffice with something less than ten tefachim. In a case like this, you want to make a shmira, three tefachim. This is Micah, is a halacha, ten tefachim. So that would be nafkamina, less than dalet al dalet, you would have to make ten tefachim. Kimu tefachim, shmira b'yalma, that you'd have to do, but it wouldn't be ten tefachim. Okay.